Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we dive into the exciting world of words and wield the tools of grammar to build sturdy, expressive sentences. Today, we're stirring the pot of prepositions and peering into the curious case of among versus amongst. Curious which one to use? Keep listening as we unravel this linguistic tangle. Let's break it down. To start, both among and amongst are prepositions meaning in the midst of, surrounded by, or in the company of.
Exactly, Abby. But the question our listeners are mulling over is likely, when do you use each? And is there even a real difference?
Great question, Jack. The answer takes us back in time. Among is the older of the two, tracing all the way back to Old English. It appeared first in the form of gemang, which means a mingling.
And amongst, it came up a little later as a variant, probably for stylistic variety or emphasis. It carries that extra sti, which is seen in other words like whilst and amidst.
It's a bit like adding a flourish to your language. In early usage, amongst was pretty interchangeable with among. But over time, usage began to diverge slightly. Amongst became more popular in formal or poetic contexts.
Right? Want an example? Let's play our grammar quiz. I'll say a sentence with the word blank in it, and you, Abby, will fill it in with either among or amongst.
Hit me with it.
Blank the Whispering Pines, the poet found inspiration for his next sonnet.
Poetic indeed, Jack. I'd say amongst the Whispering Pines for that flourish of formality.
Correct. Now let's flip the script. Abby, your turn to challenge me.
The children played hide-and-seek blank the trees.
That's a casual setting and requires no flourish. The children played hide-and-seek among the trees. I'd go with among there.
And you'd be correct.
In modern usage, among is more common, especially in American English. Amongst is considered a tad archaic and more frequently used by our friends across the pond in British English.
That's a good point to emphasize. Locale can play a part in which word you choose. You might even hear amongst in certain regional dialects or to add a touch of quaintness or vintage charm.
Now, while we're at it, let's not forget that neither among nor amongst should be confused with between, which is used when you're referring to distinct individual items, usually two of them.
Indeed. You might say divide the apple pie between the two of you, but divide the cookies among all the guests.
You're making me hungry, Abby. But it's good practice for our listeners. Remembering these nuances ensures clarity and precision in our writing and speech.
That's all the time we have in the Grammar Lab today. We hope we've shed some light on the among versus amongst conundrum and made your word choices a little easier.
And with that, we'll wrap up today's linguistic experiment. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
And to stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Until next time, keep parsing, Grammar Lab enthusiasts.